That Summer Affair by Sarah Challis, read by Phillida Nash. Chapter 1. Later on that summer, when Rachel Turner thought back to the events which were to change her life, she found that she could remember every detail of the evening she heard that Jodie Foote was missing, even the exact time she learned the news. It was 7:26 on the second Friday in June. She saw herself standing at the sink while the thick golden evening light lay across the grass at the back of the house and spread like syrup on the kitchen floor. She remembered hearing the back gate clang, and she glanced up at the clock, thinking that it would be Dave, her husband, who had telephoned to say that he was working late. For a moment she felt mildly satisfied that she had already put the new potatoes on to cook, before the heavily pregnant figure of Cathy, her neighbour, blocked off the sun as she crossed the window on her way to the back door. Surprised, because an evening visit was unusual, and picking up a tea towel to dry her hands, Rachel moved across the kitchen and met Cathy in the open doorway. Her friend's face looked both troubled and excited by the weight of whatever news she had come to impart, and Rachel had a memory of putting out a hand to touch the outside wall, and finding it was warm from the hours of sunshine, and how the sharp little points of cream-painted render dug into her palm. Cathy stood there with the evening sun bright behind her, shining through the cotton top that covered her 9 months' pregnant belly. She'd had her hair permed, and it had taken on a strange woolly texture, thick and crinkly, so that it stood out in stiff waves on either side of her long face. She looked a bit like a gentle, mildly surprised cow peering.